You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to Nature Connections on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner, and I'm delighted to be bringing you today's show. And I'm joined by Marcia O'Regan. And Marcia is an international colour therapist and trainer, a numerologist, and the founder of Colour Harmony. Welcome to Nature Connections, Marcia.
Thank you, Sarah. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, colour is deeply part of my heart through my own work with the Nature Kingdom. So having you join us here today brings me great joy. And I know that listeners are really going to enjoy connecting to colour through the work that you do. So a little bit like myself, you know, people often wonder, you know, how did you start doing this? You know, because so would you share with us how you became connected, how colour drew you? And how it transformed your life.
Yeah, that's why I say that colour is a calling. So for me, I was living in London at the time, and I had very bad stomach problems, which meant that I was bent over in two in pain every 2 or 3 weeks. So I had seen lots of different consultants, and they said there was nothing wrong with me. So I started exploring the complementary therapy field. And then a friend of mine in Ireland sent me a list of therapies that she was interested in maybe practicing in or learning to practice in. And when the information came in, I started reading them, and colour really, really interested me because that was one of the therapies she asked about. So I rang the lady in question who was hosting the course, or no, who gave the leaflet, and she wasn't doing consultations. She was doing a course that was starting. So I thought, you know what, I was that desperate, I'm going to do it. So within 5 weeks of doing that, I had woke up and realized literally that I had no stomach problems. And within 5 months of doing the course, my life totally transformed. I felt much better in myself. I bought a car. I got a promotion to another in another job, which meant me earning more money. And I bought a flat that I'd spent 14 years talking about. And I was like, oh my God, this stuff really works. So I went on and trained in the diploma, and yeah, I've been now working with colour for almost 10 years.
Wonderful. Wow. Yeah. So it shows us just, because it often feels that something like colour, which is obviously clearly around us all the time in her different forms, but is quite intangible in terms of, well, how does this actually, you know, if somebody hadn't heard your story, and maybe had thought about how colour might help them transform their lives, they might not see the connection, but hearing that is extraordinary.
Yes, yeah. And the thing is, what we have to realise is that actually we are surrounded with colour from the moment of conception. The fetus is wrapped in kind of a lovely reddish-pink tones from the moment of conception. And then if we didn't have colour, which is really light, then we would be living in darkness, you know, and that's why people sometimes, you know, in the winter seasons get that sad, because they don't have enough light. So light which is really makes up with colour, is really, really effective. And it's like, in fact, I have heard that it's the second to food that our body needs.
Wow. Yeah. Mm. That makes sense.
It was Dr. Ott actually that said that. Yeah.
So would you share with us a little bit about how maybe the history of colour and how she speaks to us? You already just started there, but maybe just expand on that a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about how she connects with us. I'm calling her a she here, interestingly.
Yeah. So basically, I find that it's a she as well because it's real female energy. But colour is like, well, first of all, it dates back to 500 BC. So it's actually not a new therapy. It's a very old and ancient therapy that was used in Tibet. It's used also in the Ayurvedic medicines. It's comes from India and Egypt. So if you go to the temples in Egypt and you walk into some of the temples, you'll see that they've got colored glass. And what they used to do is put people who were literally off color, as we use ourselves, put them into a specific colored room that they, once they decided what color they needed, and leave them there best in that color, and they start to actually feel better. So I have been thinking a lot about, you know, recently about a lot of the wonderful colors that we're seeing this autumn. With the beautiful golden orange tones. And we can really, really learn a lot about colour and nature. It's like, I suppose, if you look at the sea, that, you know, some days the sea is very, very calm, other days you've got little waves, other days it's bashing off the rocks. And our lives sometimes are like that. So colour is a great tool to use once you know how to use it, to help you no matter what kind of a day you're having. So if you look at the nature of the leaves, for the orange tones, for example, the leaves are letting go, you know, the trees are letting go of their leaves. And in fact, one of the meanings, the psychological meanings of colour is, the colour orange, is letting go. So if you know the meanings of the different colours that you're drawn to, you have a more of an understanding about what is actually going on for you at this point in time, and how to use the colour by eating the coloured fruits and vegetables, doing visualization, wearing those colours, and being more aware about the effects of colour on you.
Yeah, so for anybody listening right now, I guess a great question, a very practical question, but linking into these very emotional, spiritual overtones that you're referring to, would be just to invite listeners to ask for their favourite colour right now.
Exactly, yeah. So whatever their favourite colour is, then that's got a message and saying something. So I'll give an example. For example, red, if red was one of your favourite colours, then the message there is that you're very tired at the moment, and red, you're needing red because red energizes. Red will actually help you give you energy. And it's saying to you as well that it's time for you to take action. So there are other meanings, but I connect in with what people are needing, because other messages for the color red is that, you know, your physical needs need to be met. So I see colour as a colour of our soul. It's actually the language of our soul. So once you know the meaning of the colour, then that gives reassurance to your ego, your mind, which is there to protect us. And it allows your soul and your mind to partner together, to journey with you through your life, to ensure that you know, you're on your life soul's purpose, and you're living a happy, fulfilling, and purposeful life, which is what the aim of us being here on earth is.
And what I love about colour, because it's something that I access through the colour of flowers and through the colour of crystals, through the work that I do, and obviously we're meeting in the same place here, which is very beautiful, is that very often people, and I think this is what you're saying, one of the easiest questions is to ask Samba, what colours do you love? And by bridging that gap, we start to learn, we start to get messages from our soul.
Yes, exactly. And if you think about it, as children, we were surrounded by colour. We'd all these beautiful, vibrant colours, you know, that they were, you know, they playing with, colouring. And then as we grow into the adult life, we don't have as much coloured things around us. So it's really, you know, going back to basics, really, because colour, if you ask a child from the age of up to 5 or 6 to arrange coloured shapes, they'll actually arrange them by colour.
Okay. Okay.
So it speaks to us.
Yes. Yes. It's a part of a language that we don't need words for, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And that's what I find is that my clients, sometimes they can't express what's going on with them. They just physically haven't got the words. So if we get them to choose, we'll say 3 colours they're drawn to, and they don't have to say anything, and then I can say, right, this colour is saying this about you. And then that opens up, you know, It's like a key opening up to a chest, you know. It's just like it's a realization that yes, this is actually what they want, you know, what is going on for them. But they just couldn't put it into words.
Mm-hmm.
They could choose it. They could by putting it into color.
Mm-hmm. Now it's interesting that you chose the color red, and if people love red, the message that you gave for them, that we, if somebody loves red, they are very tired and they need to take care of their physical body and also take some kind of action. I find that people, very often red is a color that's not hugely digestible for some people. Very sensitive types will kind of go, oh, I really don't like red. So what does that mean if we don't like a color?
Yeah, so there's a message for that as well. So if you don't like a color, for example, red, then it's an indication that there is, that you need to look at some kind of form of insecurities that could be going on with you for the moment. Another reason might be, for example, pink. And the reason for that, for not liking pink, is that there are unresolved issues in relation to your parents that you would need to look at.
Mm.
And in embracing that. And I would never say if you don't like a color, don't force it. It's just that you're not ready now. But maybe consider using orange, which contains red, but it's softer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting a little bit of the red in there, but in a softer way.
Mm. And I think it's really good as well, just to check in. So maybe part of the question that we can ask listeners is, yes, bring in the colors that you love because they are your friends right now. But
yes,
also just to check in with what maybe is a little bit uncomfortable with you, and just check in and maybe not do anything with it like you're suggesting, just check in. And then in a couple of months' time, check in again. And very often that's changed, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah. In fact, what would be useful is I have a colour meditation which listeners can download from my website, which I'll tell you about later. But my mother, she came to one of my workshops and we did this colour meditation. And when she came to yellow, she was crying. So afterwards we talked about that and I said, if you keep doing that every day for the next 7 days, then let me know how things change. And she actually did. And I think she said it was day 3 or 4 when she came to that yellow again, she didn't cry anymore. Whereas up to then, she was crying every time she came to yellow. And yellow is really linked to connecting with your personal power and letting go of fear. And she would have been, it never stopped her fear, but she would have been a fearful person or a worrier. So it was quite interesting that, you know, so that if you're, you know, if you're sitting with those, something like a color meditation is a way of, you know, helping to heal you. Because what you're really doing is you're nourishing yourself with the color rays.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fabulous. Thank you for sharing that. Now we're going to talk about orange, and we're going to talk a little bit about autumn and the letting go and the transformation. Before we come on to that, I'm hoping people have connected in with the colour that's their friend right now, how can we use the colour in very practical ways? Let's say, as it happens, before we began speaking today, I put into my essential oil diffuser an orange blend of essential oils.
Lovely.
Yeah. So I actually love the tones of gold more than kind of orange. I do love that color. So let's just use that as an example. So how might I use a golden color in my life today to help me?
Yes. So what you can do for the golden colors, or even the orange, the yellow and the red tones, because they're kind of, we would consider those kind of tones to be earth tones, you know, like more electric. So you could just visualize those colors, either of those colors, so the golden color, to be at your feet, at the base of your feet, and that your feet are, it's taking, being taken in through your feet, up through your legs, into your hips, and nourishing and balancing that part of you. And just allow that then, as it it really concentrates in that specific area, then it's moving up, until you find that you're being like a waterfall of color is bathing you. And to connect in with the feelings about what that brings up for you. And then just keep breathing that color, concentrating your breathing, breathing in goodness and breathing out anything you want to let go of. Breathing in goodness and breathing out anything you want to let go of. Mm. Breathing in goodness and breathing out anything you let go of. And you can do that for 3 to 7 breaths.
Mm.
So, and then you just give thanks.
Yeah. So whatever color listeners chose, or the color that chose them, that is the process to go through.
Yes.
That simple.
Now, what I'd also recommend is that each color has a complementary color, because it's all about balance, finding that balance. So I'll just go through quickly the complementary colors. So for the golden color, then we just leave it as gold, really, because it's there's something divine about that color. For the red, the complementary color is blue. So if you are drawn to red, do that red, that visualization with red, but with the blue, bring it that color down from the sky through your head and crown, and allow that to wash through your whole body or through your feet. For the orange, the complementary color is indigo, which is a kind of a navy blue. And for the yellow, the complementary color is violet. And for the heart center, which is green, the complementary color is kind of pink or magenta. So it's good to use the color and the complementary color to ensure that it's bringing in the balance.
Wonderful. Yeah, excellent. Thank you. So much information. It's wonderful. So let's go on now to talk a little bit about, well, we are in physical autumn here in the Northern Hemisphere, and you and I are recording this in autumn. Now, clearly that impacts everybody, but we don't have to be in physical autumn to be going through transformation. That can be happening at any time. You and I both know that there is extraordinary amount of transformation just happening, whether you're in the southern or northern hemispheres, and whether you're tuned into autumn or not. So can you just share with us a little bit about how colour can help with transformation, whatever season we're in?
Yeah, so because we're going through transformation, that really means it's change. And the specific colors that you can, color I really find is a support, to support you through that transformation. So it's like seeing the caterpillar, and I see the color being the helping the caterpillar to transform into the butterfly. So it's really kind of, it gives you a sense of freedom. Yeah. And reassurance, because when you're going through transformation, you need reassurance. So by understanding the language of color, then it gives you the reassurance that actually it is okay, you are going through the right process. And by visualizing these colors, you're feeding your system what is needed. And everything happens really on an energetic level, and it does filter in then to the physical, so this then influences how you feel. So what we're going to do, I'm just going to take the color orange for today because it's linked to the autumn colors. And I'll just take you through a simple exercise or meditation for you working with the color orange. So just sit comfortably and relax.
So let's just maybe bring in, if anybody's listening to this while they're driving a car or operating any kind of machinery, they can still take part, or please correct me, Marcia, if this is not quite right, but I'm thinking that this is a great thing to do if you can relax. If you can't relax for any reason, we can still take part, but just to keep eyes open and just to obviously pay attention to everything that's going on around you.
Yeah, because once you mentioned, because sometimes I get people say, oh, I can't visualize orange, the body knows. If you mention orange, it's like if you do even kinesiology, you can test, it'll react. So you don't have to be conscious, or you don't have to see the color, you just have to know that it's accepting that that's what it is.
Okay, excellent. So yes, please attune us to orange.
Okay, so orange is linked to the emotions. So what I'd like you to bring your attention to the sacral chakra, which is the point just below your belly button. And this is where we hold our emotions. and our creativity, and visualize a beautiful golden orange sun in that area. And then just connect in with that area, and we're just going to ask that area what it's needing. What does it need to let go of that's no longer serving, so that something new can be born? And as you connect with that, you'll notice that this beautiful red ball is actually very small, and you see it expanding, expanding, expanding until it comes out through your whole center and expands up through your whole body and is washing gently and lovingly and joyfully through your body anything that you're letting go of that's holding you back from you shining your bright light, which is going to radiate into the world. And now I want you to just ask, whatever has been let go of, you don't necessarily need to know, what are you needing? What gift are you needing to help you through this transformation so that you can be like the butterfly? And just embrace that, whatever it is. And anchor that into your sacral area with the beautiful golden orange color. And you should feel a kind of a strengthening process and a sense of ease, joy, and creativity. And then we're just going to ask orange, the orange energy, what message has the orange color for you to help you on your journey? And this may not come now, but it may come in the coming days. And now we'll take a deep breath and we'll release and we'll just come back into the room. And we can place our hands, cross our hands over our knees just to ground us. And take a deep breath and release. So you can just observe how you're feeling now in your body and the impact that that small meditation has made on you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Marcia.
Because that allows us to sometimes to help us disconnect from drama. If nothing, you know, things aren't working, just we get totally into the energy. And by just doing a simple exercise like that, it helps us to disconnect and center ourselves to where we, you know, and put us back into the alignment. And you'll find that then that's where synchronicities and or it raises our vibration. So we start experiencing higher vibrational things in our lives. Because that's what we're sending out to the world.
And if people have enjoyed doing that, which I'm sure they have, orange is a really difficult color to wear, isn't it, practically? So how it kind of suits some color tones, some not others. How can we kind of anchor that in a practical way as well? Obviously, there's fruits, as you've talked about, and the foods of orange.
Yes, so the colored fruit and vegetables, like an orange juice, for example, that's filled with vitamin C as well. And it's a good time of the year to help our immune system. Also, though, even if you can't wear the colour, having accessories maybe in your home, you know, like an orange picture frame or maybe an orange cup. Definitely, yes, see that you have a lovely orange cup.
Yes,
there.
And actually see each other. I'm drinking out of an orange cup. Yes.
Orange accessories. So if you're wearing, for example, a navy skirt or whatever, or a navy top, then you could maybe have an orange necklace to complement that color. Or a beautiful crystals are another great way of bringing in the color. So citrine is a lovely lovely shade of kind of orangey yellow. So using the crystals as well as a way of working with that color.
Lovely. So we can bring in all different nature kingdoms, can't we? We can just bring
flowers.
Everything to, and of course, orange flowers, yes.
So it's very simple, you know.
Screensaver on the computer, isn't it? We can choose a photo that embodies that beautiful colour and just put it.
Yes. On my Facebook page, I do a colour theme. So each week we have a colour theme. So then I put on, colours that people connect with a message in relation to that specific colour. Mm-hmm. So you could say as well that you give yourself a colour theme that just connect, what do I need this week? And just be mindful. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the awareness. And once you're aware, then that's half the battle.
So you've already mentioned your Facebook page. What's your Facebook page called?
So it's Colour Harmony. So it's ColourHarmonie.
Okay. So we're inviting everybody to come and join you on your Facebook page. And how else can people find out about what you do, Marcia? Because you're doing, I hear that you're so in touch with the being of colour, real, true expert.
Yes. So I have a website, www.colourharmony.com. And I have lots of information there that you can go and check and see what your favourite colour message is telling you. And I also run practitioner colour therapy courses as well. And I offer one-to-one personalised programmes for those who need that one-on-one attention through their transformation.
And the Colour Harmony, your website name, is for anybody that's listening who isn't, you're using the European spelling of colour, which is O-U-R, and
yes.
Harmony is...
It's kind of French
yes.
version.
So
Harmonie.
Okay. Yeah. And if people Google your name, Marcia O'Regan, would you like to spell your surname for us?
Oh, yeah. It's O'REGAN.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us today. I've really, really loved talking to you and sharing your passion of the world of colour and how she can make the intangible so very tangible and help everybody.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Colour is like putting a plug into the electricity for our bodies. It lights us up. So it's been a pure pleasure, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you very much, Marcia. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.